Hi, my name is Chris Donahue. I'm the Group Manager of Games for Windows for Microsoft Corporation, and I'm here to tell you some exciting things that we've got coming up for Windows gaming that I think you'll be interested in hearing. One of the first things is that we recently launched Windows Vista that came out back at the end of January, and I'm actually here at the AMD launch in Tunisia for their HD 2000 series of graphics cards, and those are all DirectX 10, so that's something we're very excited about. To have those new products that support DirectX 10 in our platform on the market. Some of the other things that I think are pretty exciting are some of the features that we've put into Vista that make it better to play games. Some of those things are the Game Explorer, which is when you install a game on Vista, everything it gets installed in the Game Explorer, and that's where you go to launch your games. That's where you can go to manage your save game files. You can manage if you have kids that play games on your system. You can enable parental controls so it supports the ratings boards like the ESRB or PEGI or whichever location you have to be in. One of the good things actually that I like is there's actually a time limit component to the parental controls, so you can set it so little Johnny can only play games between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. I have an 18-year-old son who sometimes forgets to go to bed. And so I'll go in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's still playing World of Warcraft. I can now make it so it reminds him to go to bed at a proper hour. And then there's a bunch of other functions and features that we put in just to make the gaming environment in Windows Vista better. Some of the other things that we've got in the works are Games for Windows, which is a marketing and branding program. We're working with developers and publishers, and what we're doing is putting features and functionality into games that makes it easier for people to play and enjoy their games. So some of the things that are in there are, for example, support for Windows Vista and the parental controls. Some of the other cool things I think are easy install. One of the things we want to do is make the installation of games on the Windows platform very much console-like. So when you put a disk in the drive, you instantly get a gaming experience. You don't have to wait 2 hours while everything is transferred to the hard drive. Easy install can basically start up the game, have you playing the game and having a fun experience, and then the rest of the time it's streaming information down to the hard drive and doing the install in the background. Some of the titles that are coming out that are Games for Windows titles have some really interesting stuff, and one of the other parts of that is Games for Windows Live, something we also announced recently. And Games for Windows Live is bringing the Xbox Live experience to the Windows platform, and so you get one gamer tag, you get a unified gamer score, so all of your scores are tied together, and then you get some of the same features. Like for example, you get the blades and the pop-ups, the toasts that tell you when somebody comes online, and you can see on your friends list, for example, if Joe is online playing Halo 3. You'll see in your friends list view, you'll see that he's online playing Halo 3. You can send him a message. You can send him a voice message. You can send him a text message. All those things are cross-platform between the two. One of the things that we've enforced on Windows Vista to fundamentally make it so anyone that uses a computer, if they're a limited user, they're not necessarily administrator. I don't want my kids being an administrator on my computer. You have to install things in the proper place. So, for example, when my son wants to play a game and save a game, he has the rights to save to those directories. And so, in the old days, people used to just install everything into program files. And installing everything into program files, a lot of the limited users don't have access to right there. So there is, but where the game gets installed as a visible manner to the user is in the Game Explorer. So anytime you launch Game Explorer, it'll come up and all the games will be launched there. All your save games will be listed there. But as far as the directory structure and where they're stored, that's, background information that isn't necessarily relevant. But developers, when they build their install it into the proper place. Halo 2 for Vista, which is coming out on May 8th, is a Games for Windows Live game. It's the first one. And it doesn't have cross-platform play, but what it does allow you to do is get achievements and points for playing Halo 2, both in single player and multiplayer. And then you also are able to, that gamer score and those achievements are accumulated into your overall gamer score on your Live account. The other thing that I'm really excited about Halo 2 is that it comes with a map editor. And the map editor is going to allow you guys to make your own maps, take and modify the maps that come with Halo 2, post them online. I'm sure we'll have some contests. To we'll probably get some professional level builders maybe to build some stuff, and then you know, we'll just have an enthusiast, you know, and my guess is we'll probably have some prizes and cool stuff to give away for that, and we'll probably have like community voting on it maybe too. I don't know for sure, but that sounds like a cool thing to do, so maybe we will. And then one of the other games that's coming out that's going to be Games for Windows Live and a Games for Windows game is Shadowrun. And Shadowrun is from Microsoft Game Studios, and it's coming out. It's going to launch simultaneously for Windows Vista and for Xbox 360. And to me, one of the exciting things about that is that it's cross-platform. So Windows users can play against Xbox 360 users, et cetera, et cetera. And then you'll also be able to, hopefully we'll be able to solve that age-old question about whether it's better to play a first-person shooter on a mouse and a keyboard or with a controller. So I'm looking forward to trying to figure that out and spend a lot of time, you know, probably pretty much owning the guys that play on controllers because I play on mouse and keyboard. So